Nick, Sean.
Yo, what's up, man?
The process.
Yes, finally making it happen.
Two people on two-thirds of Canada, separated by several provinces, coming together through a network of connective means. The waves that we cannot see that allow us to exchange drop boxes and emails.
Yeah, man, it's sweet to be able to communicate like this, share thoughts, and grow, like, help each other out through this, through our processes, our creative, and, yeah, man, sharing good thoughts.
Totally. It's a fairly new thing, and it keeps growing. It's a creature that's come alive almost on the planet in the history that we seem to know. That, yeah, like everybody can share through this network. All of a sudden, our heads are attached in some manner to like create lines of communication and other means. You know, to really inform each other of anything we want, you know? Information is so available in a world of people that can do good things with information.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what you're describing, is like shared perspective, like how we all see things and understand things, and we can always learn from someone else's perspective. It's really interesting to grow together as in this kind of collective network through social media, through an app like this, when we are separated by long distances. Like you say, yeah, we're all kind of connecting even with each other, all the different humans around the world.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Totally. Like, I think of almost any recorded music over the course of the modern music era, and even back further than that, is like readily available, you know, a large percentage of it is to anybody. So in terms of like a library of music, what a relatively new database that's just so wonderful, you know.
Yeah,
people can just like sample any song ever, change it enough, you know, like boom, it's like, you know, like, yeah, you don't got to go to Brazil anymore, there go to, you know. What is a good amount of internet for your brain to input into it? Like, how much do you find you can take? What's your optimum amount? Like, obviously it varies, I guess, but you know, how much of that do you get in and still feel good? Kind of.
Man, yeah, that's a great question, because I've been feeling it too lately, where I've kind of wanted somewhat of a disconnect, and I have taken a little step back. So, I mean, generally nowadays, I guess I don't consume too much. I'll maybe use it for, an hour or two. And within those hours, I mean, it's used for communication, and I'm talking personal time. So on my personal time, I spend an hour or two. Otherwise, with work, it's sometimes essential.
Yeah.
But on my personal time, it being through communication, sharing projects, I guess just trying to learn as well, reading insightful information to help me along with my journey, and so in terms of time and how it affects you, I've noticed that for sure too much of it is kind of like a bombardment of information, where I'm always thinking, and it causes like probably stress and anxiety. and a more intense desire to want to shut it out. So I think that's where I'm at, where I've kind of needed a step back and kind of just anchor down what I need to be doing and what I should be focusing on, and not getting too distracted by all the wonderful things or the terrible things online. So I feel that that weighing the hard time on social media is definitely important.
Yeah,
man. Do you find a similar, I guess, approach or opinion?
Kind
of way.
Totally. Yeah. It's you create a your brain kind of responds to like short feedback loops or whatever. I think it's like what some people call it. Just like you kind of like you want instant like recognition of things you've done from other people like right away, like before you're even done like cooking dinner. You know, you're like, you know, wanting somebody to like kind of give you some notice or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. So you're like, you're always looking for that. It's like that you kind of almost get this like insatiable hunger for something that like, I notice when I spend a lot of time on it alone, I'm just kind of always looking to like, always chasing some like good feeling instead of just like productively doing what, I don't know, what I really deep down like, and kind of delaying the gratification projects. You know, my buddy and I were talking about this guy who with Mark Zuckerberg kind of invented Facebook, I guess, and he's like a big time computer guy, very wealthy, and he talks about 20 to 50 year projects as being like how you can like really affect, I don't know, humanity or like, I don't know, anything really, I guess, big, is like taking time and doing like big long projects like slowly without looking for like all sorts of gratification along the way. You know, it's like focus on like making big positive change or big change of some sort, whatever your desire is, and then having the patience to slowly see it grow over a long period of time, and then it becomes really, really meaningful and it becomes really, really solid, I guess, is kind of what he was trying to say, I think.
Man, yeah, that's wise. And it kind of makes a lot of sense with what I've been thinking about and telling myself as well recently with this process or this development of who I'm becoming, like my best version, my best self, doing like what I like, and I'm finding that I have to remember that big picture, long term goal, and not necessarily a goal, because it's just a way of seeing your life and how you want to live it. And so having that in mind and like you say, not being caught up in all the instant gratification will make it so that this whole adventure to do what you're set out to be doing is like something you can enjoy and really appreciate those even small moments, the small frustrations, or pleasures, but also keep in check like that what you're really doing is what's best for you in the long run, and not to be doing things for short term or for social media. So
yeah,
I really like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Being willing to wait a long time, like even without social media even being involved, like getting into these things, like dream big, but also be really patient, you know, like might take you your whole life or your whole like able life, you know, and that's still awesome. You might as well, instead of always having like short-term, you know, kind of like needs, you kind of, I don't know, you can almost take too many turns, you know, if you have the big thing in mind, you slowly work towards it. you're consistent in your, like, attack, you know, and I think it's just like water over stone, man, and over time, it's like you kind of carve right. something that's, like, pretty, you know, solid there, and, you know, it, the only way it's going to go away probably is more time, and, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like you say, water over stone, I like that. And yeah, it's, I think having that long-term, yeah, for sure goal, or vision and sticking to it, all while enjoying all those small moments along the way, because they are crucial and essential for you to keep progressing. So yeah, without that need for gratification, you do need, however, at least I find there's a need for appreciating yourself going through all these steps to get better.
Yeah.
And I like definitely like this this topic, this kind of vision, and being able to share it with you and Ben, and so dope to be able to share our stories and progressing together.
Totally, man. Yeah, really enjoyable. Yeah, all right, should we wrap that at episode one there? Or episode,
yeah, man.
Whatever number it may be, yeah. First collective.
Our first collective podcast. So, Sean, my man, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure, and like, really appreciate being able to talk to you about this, and I'm just so stoked to see you go through life doing what you're meant to be doing and enjoying it, and it's just great to share that with you.
Means a lot, Nick. Thank you, man. That was really that was beautiful, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I know I'm the same way with you, man. You inspire me, man. I really appreciate all the things that you do. I really enjoy watching you express yourself, man. It's beautiful. So yeah. Keep on slowly building, and it'll happen, you know. It's beautiful. Thank you, man.
Definitely, man. Thank you. And like you say, we've got to keep going, and got to keep enjoying this process.
That's right. Thanks, Nick.
Go.